WHCO, Clinton, New York.
I can't blow my instrument since I married Millicent. I can't blow my instrument since I married Millicent. From the time the lady wake, she wouldn't leave me sax for heaven's sake. She said she liked to play the tune that remind her of the honeymoon.
Saxophone,
Millie leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you playing it out of tone.
Saxophone,
you can't make the note.
Saxophone,
darling, take care, you harm your throat. In the middle of the night, Millicent have me in a fright. Take the phone and blowing it all she could. The lady wake up the neighborhood. I said, Millicent, that isn't right. You can't disturb the peace at night. The neighbors could talk is what she said. She got to blow it before she go to bed. Millie leave me saxophone. I say you playing it out of tone. You can't make the note. Darling, take care, you harm your throat. Sat down by the press, catching a half an hour rest. Millicent start to trouble me, kid. Allow me to play this melody. The way she lifts the saxophone, you will think she biting piece of bone. Her entire mouth expanded up like a baby sucking lollipop.
Saxophone,
Millie leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
after you playing it out of tone.
Saxophone,
you can't make the note.
Saxophone,
darling, take care, you harm your throat. Last night behavior is the worst. Millicent determined to rehearse. Just as I lie down to relax, into her mouth she put the sax. A hula hula hoo, she start to blow. All that I tried to tell her no. The reed went soft and out of tone. She leave me with a broken saxophone.
Saxophone,
Millie leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you playing it out of tone.
Saxophone,
you can't make the note.
Saxophone,
darling, take care, you cut your throat.
And that was Lord Kitchener with saxophone, number two, it says here. So he had one before that. And I think I have that somewhere on 78, oddly enough. But that was from London is the Place for Me, a CD, and that originally on a Melodisc 78. 1954, that was from. And I want to thank Chris for sending that that record. That was very much appreciated. And before that, Wilmoth Houdini and his Bamboo Orchestra from 1940, Resisting Temptation, and that goes out to our most prominent saxophone player in our area. Well, prominent for whatever reason. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. Another hour of Radiola coming up, and we're going to take it. Well, this set is very much in contrast to what you've just heard. Three pieces with some classical influence, and the first is a bona fide classical piece. It's the Prelude in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, number 2, by Rachmaninoff, played by Joseph Hoffman in 1919 off a Columbia 78. And I'm playing this mainly because I like, and Eddie Lang has played this, so I think it's already been sort of grandfathered in. But I think you'll see some references to other classical music, and perhaps even this piece and the two that follow. But we do have Joseph Hoffman, the brilliant virtuoso on Rachmaninoff's Prelude. And you probably recognize this. Thank you. Pietro Diero, actually Pietro on the label. He never went by his last name. He was like Elvis of the accordion in that era. The Russian Rag, and in that record you heard a direct reference to our first recording, the Prelude in C sharp minor. Bom bom bom. Yes, indeed. 1921. That was the Russian Rag. And that's pretty good ragtime, and on an accordion, it's incredible. Before that, Felix Arndt, an amazing, gifted, brilliant ragtime pianist. And played everything else, too, of course, with a pastiche of various themes given the ragtime treatment in Desecration Rag, recorded in 1914 off a very scratchy and beat-up Victor 78, which came from my great-uncle's farm. And it was, I think I picked chicken droppings out of the grooves. I don't know, maybe not. It wasn't quite that bad. But it was played by generations of my family with the same steel needle, and sounded good there, definitely. Felix Arndt. And the sad thing about Felix Arndt is he died in the 1918 influenza epidemic. So, you know, cover your mouth when you cough, would you? Just remember to do that for me. And we start with Joseph Hoffman, Prelude in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, number 2 by Rachmaninoff. And that was from 1919, and legitimate, great stuff. Amazing pianist, and at the end you could actually hear some harmonics coming off that if you listen closely. This is Radiola, and if you listen closely, you can hear me doing the show, which I appreciate. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And having a great time tonight. It's a real fun night. Lots of odd, interesting, strange, and diverse things, which many of which I've cleaned up. The next set is somewhat of an exception, and WHCL.org, did I mention that? Thank you for streaming, by the way. The next set is somewhat different because the first one is a restoration, but the next two were donations by an esteemed colleague, the old codger. But you will hear those in due course, and I hope this theme, this set, holds together properly. We begin with Chick Bullock off the Imperial 78, but it's a U.S. recording. You brought a new kind of love to me. This is from 1930.
The flowers, never will I meet one sweeter than you. Would you turn a way, or could you really learn to care if I ever dare to say I love you? If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. For you brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave and you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me. And you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and play the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
first skirt long years ago, but she didn't show half as much as some girls I know. Oh, skirts,
oi,
dresses,
oi,
petticoats,
oi,
stockings.
Stop
oh,
it.
You big attraction to me.
Those were two selections. The Old Codger thought I had, so that I should have, the last two. Billy Cotton and his band, Sam Brown on the vocal, Skirts, 1933. Before that, Savoy Havana Band with Cyril Ramon Newton on the vocal, Masculine Women, Feminine None, from 1926. So he set them up from West Orange, New Jersey, in a very well packed, and there was a small flask of Sly Weasel bourbon in there, which I very much appreciated that, because I needed it that day. So that the records in that were just marvelous, and those are yeah, great tunes. Before that, Chet Bullock and You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me from 1930. By the way, the Codger says he'll be on in the summer. One hopes. We all hope. I certainly hope, and he definitely hopes. And I say there are about three people in Utica that are, you know, they're dying, even though that's a web show. There's a lot of people all over that want to hear that, the Old Codger on WFMU. Well, this is WHCL in Clinton, New York, WHCL 88.7, to be exact, WHCL.org. And I'm Andy Senior with Radiola, and I appreciate everyone who listens. And I'm trying to temper my remarks here, but that's not always possible. Here's an amazing contrast. In fact, this is an amazing recording. This is from 1922, Stephen Foster, Old Black Joe and Old Folks at Home. And we have Sam Moore and Horace Davis playing a duet, Two Hand Saws, a musical saw duet. And you heard it on Radiola, once you've heard it.
Thank you.
I say we give the cymbal player a raise for that one. That was Chinese Jazz, although I don't know what was Chinese about it. But that was 1918 dance music. And dance music in 1918, more likely than not, was played by a military band. And that was the Emerson Military Band, but the label says military band because it was on a Symphonola from 1918, a 9-inch 78, which I happen to find somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where, then you'll all be wanting one. Chinese Jazz, 1918, and not a lot of variation, but the smart young people were dancing to that until they collapsed from fatigue. Before that, the Cotton Pickers. He may be your man, but he comes to see me sometimes. 1922. Well, there's trouble there. Yes, indeed, but that's a good band, and that sounds great for a 22 Brunswick, 1922. Oh, boy. And, the usual guys are in there. Frank Signorelli on piano, Phil Napoleon leading that group, and Miff Mall. What a bunch of musicians. And those Cotton Picker sides are not generally available, but they ought to be. And I'll see what I can do. Before that, Sam Moore and Horace Davis, 1922, Old Black Joe, and Old Folks at Home, duet on the handsaws. Actually, the second one was one handsaw and one vocalist, but there was definitely a duet in there, and it had such a weird sound to it, but eerie and haunting. Yes. Well, I like that. There's a consensus. This is Radiola, and this is not radio by consensus, but radio by decree. And it's my decree that every Friday night at 8 p.m., you shall hear Radiola on this station, WHCL FM in Clinton, New York, 88.7 on your dial, WHCL.org. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and streaming. We've got a little bit of time left. Here's George Olsen and his music. Taking it down from that last one, I think your blood pressure probably could use that. Fran Fry. Let's not join the fray. Let's call him Fry. Fran Fry on the vocal, Big City Blues.
Thank you.
Alabama sound. That's the latest round down in Birmingham. Play a Dixie song, play it all night long, and you can't go wrong down in Alabama.
Yeah, that was Gus C. Edwards and his orchestra, and I hope that wasn't Gus on the vocal, or else we'll have some, I wouldn't want to be him right now, but Alabama Stomp, great arrangement, 1926. Yeah, that vocal is, who would ever put words to that thing? That's what we were considering here. Art Landry before that, Art Landry with Everybody Stomp, and that is for 1925. That is killer. That is amazing stuff. And why isn't Art Landry played more? Got two of them tonight. And probably next week we'll sneak in a couple of Art Landry, too. But Art Landry, let's push him. Let's push him, definitely. Before that, George Olson and his music, Fran Frey, or Fry, as you will, on the vocal, Big City Blues, 1929. That nice tune. I mean, I had to play that. That is a lovely, lovely tune. I always enjoy and that Hanshaw's version and... Arnold Johnson recorded it for Brunswick, and I don't think I ever heard the George Olson before that record. And now, a couple of acknowledgments. I'd like to acknowledge some friends of the program. George helped me out by sending me some great links to some software that I really am using and appreciating, and that's why some of these records actually sound somewhat listenable tonight. And another listener who's in Italy, Luigi, who often writes me, sent me this song by Gorny Kramer. And actually the guy's name was Kramer Gorny. He was named after a bicycle rider whose last name was Kramer, you know, like the Seinfeld show. But his last name was Gorny, but he called himself Gorny Kramer, which was very interesting. And that was in 1936, and this is, I'm going to try to pronounce this with as much diplomacy as possible, because this is Italian, Crapa Palata, and this is from 1936, as I say, and has a little bit of a, don't mean a thing riff to it, but they wrote it, and the lyrics and the music are all Italian, and this was Italian jazz in 1936. So Mussolini wasn't really, cracking down that hard. But this is an amazing record. You'll love it.
Grinda amiga, capa de la. Oh, capa de la, la frente, la grinda amiga, capa de la. Capa de la, la frente, la grinda amiga, capa de la. Capa de la, la frente, la grinda amiga, capa de la.
That was the amazing El Galadoro playing with Paul Whiteman's Sax Soctet on Blue Skies in 1939. And that was Al on the alto there. Oh, he just, when he was young, and he played great when he was 90 and 95, but when he was young, he was unbeatable. What a sound that man had, and we miss him deeply. That was from the Decca 78, which I recently acquired. Before that, Gorny Kramer and his orchestra, I'll have to say. It sounded like an orchestra. Crapa Pallada, 1936. That's what jazz sounded like in Italy in 1936. And, yes, they were playing jazz. Even in fascist countries at that time, when things were, you know, they were turning up the heat on people, they still had time for jazz. So, you know, no matter what happens, you know, you've got time for jazz. I'm Andy Sr., and I always have time for jazz, and every Friday I have time for this program for 2 hours, starting at 8 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thank you for listening. Check out my Radiola blog for playlists and other information. This weekend, check out Forward Into the Past with Randy Bryant and The Big Broadcast with Rich Conaty, and other shows, too. Please do. They're great shows, and I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, if anyone's going to be on. So I'll just say tune in next week at 6. Mark Fuller will be on, I believe. And we've had, it's been fun coming in, even it's been sort of an odd broadcast day here at the station, but we enjoy it. But we ain't got long to stay here. And here's Paul Robeson, Lawrence Brown on the piano, with Steal Away. WHCL, Clinton, New York.